going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've said this multiple times, and I'll say it again now because it's relevant. When you look at the big board for this draft, and particularly the offensive line, there are a ton. I mean, there are 14, I think, I counted yesterday or two or last week, 14 top 100 tackles. So 14. Now, there's not very much, you know, difference between those 14, right. But there's 14 in the top 100, which means if you took a tackle every 5 or 6 picks, there's going to be a ton of them that are top third round or better, quality tackles.
Some of them people project as a guard, but nonetheless.
Right. It doesn't matter. There's 14 top 100 players. And so there's a chance that in the third round, you're going to get a Pro Bowl player.
Especially because they have the first pick in the third round.
Exactly. But I'm just saying any team.
Yeah.
Like the Cleveland Browns could take a guard in the third round at pick, 98 or whatever it would be. And they could get a Pro Bowl type player because there's so many good players at the offensive line. So trust me, the Giants are taking an offensive lineman in this draft, whether it's the third pick at the first pick of the third round or in the fourth round, and you're going to get a good player. So do the Giants need help on their offensive line? Absolutely. It's the one thing that just gives me agita about this team, because in addition to having an identity back in 2007, really my entire tenure and then the Super Bowl seasons afterwards, the identity was let's run the hell out of the football and have a great defensive front.
Right.
And it seems like they're getting back to some of that. But the only way you're running the hell out of the football is if you have a great offensive line.
Yeah, I hope as the Giants sit there at 65 tonight, however round two goes, if the best player on the board is one of these offensive linemen, by all means take him. But I am now, Tiki, under the standpoint of I want the best player available, period. I want to take the best players with these picks left. And the Giants still, I think, have a gaping hole at defensive tackle.
Yep.
If that happens to be the best player on the ball at 65, keep loading up this defense in the trenches. I'm okay with that. Add to that because they do have that. If the best player on the board, by the way, happens to be a wide receiver, I'd do that too.
Right. How about two Michigan D tackles?
In the first round, yeah.
In the first round. That was impressive.
Absolutely. Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey with an interesting thought. Gabe,
what's up, Wayne? I mean, Gabe.
Hey, guys. This is a really awkward phone call. I'm so sorry. Thanks for taking the call. You guys are awesome. Yesterday was really cool. I had to pop in, pop out real quick. I had to pick up the little one from grandma daycare, but it's nice to see Tommy and just thank Tommy for letting me get all my Yankees venting out whenever I feel like it. So I appreciate that.
Nice.
But look, I think I got a case here. All right. So
let's hear it.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, esteemed guests, and Sean Morash.
Yes.
May it please the court. I think Tiki got a big, big, uh, Big L here. The other day on Wednesday, I called in and I asked about these Shedeur Sanders rumors, why he was dropping like a rock.
Uh-huh.
And I said that there were some rumors that said that he might fall to the second round. Tiki, I think your exact words, were, that's definitely not going to happen. I think it was something like that. I might have just done my best Tiki impression.
Wow.
I can't do a Tiki impression. I apologize.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I mean, roll the tape. I don't know. Like, you know, maybe somebody's got it, but I think this happened. So, I mean, you know, if nothing else, hell did happen?
But Gabe,
all right?
But hold on, Gabe. Yeah, do we care enough about Shedeur Sanders for me to wear the L over it?
Here's my issue.
My next question was what color is the L going to be? Is it going to be Colorado? Because it can't be Giants. It can't be Jets. No, like, I don't. It was a lot of logistical issues that were running through my mind.
Gabe, listen to me. I don't think this is a bad call, but I need to know this before we let you go. Evan Roberts, and the reason you're not hearing him right now, Tiki has benched him and suspended him until further notice because he guaranteed Shedeur would go three and he's sliding out of the second round. Now you're saying Tiki should wear an L because Tiki scoffed that he would slide into the second round. I need to know, Gabe, you said you were at American Dream yesterday. Are you in Evan Roberts' plant that Evan is trying while he's not in the
air? Easy. Any photos that there may exist of me shaking Evan's hat.
Do you own my Mets Bible?
This is so awkward. I don't ask you personal questions, right? Like, you know, knock it off. All right, Sean, like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here, man? Come on.
All right, Gabe. Thanks for the call. I think he owns my Mets Bible.
Right, but to answer his question, what happened, we kind of addressed it yesterday. I think the interview process went very poorly for him. And when we talked about it yesterday, and Gabe might have been there and then leaving when we were talking about this,
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
General manager as an owner, because all these guys sit down with these quarterback prospects, particularly quarterback prospects, when you're going through your interview and you're expressing your personality, you're starting to, you see the attitude, they can't help but look at you as the face of their franchise. And
right.
The person who's going to stand up after a glorifying win or demoralizing loss, that's the person that they want to push in front of the camera, right? You're selling the organization. And I think that during that process, Shedeur Sanders came off just not great.
Right.
And that's what you started to hear from the insiders around the NFL. It was interesting because Sean and I were talking about something with Loogie right before the show started. And this is maybe because of NIL. And trust me, guys, we know that Shedeur Sanders, whether via his father or via the ridiculous amount of NIL money that he made, he got paid.
Right.
Like, a lot over the last couple of years. And Jay Glazer said something interesting, and it was one of his posts on, I saw it on Instagram, I'm sure he did it on every platform, that said it used to be that there were flags thrown at kids coming out of college for, one, injury, two, character issues. But now there's a third one, and it's basically doesn't love football.
Yeah.
And that can come in a couple of ways. Like, I'm just here because I'm good at this. I don't love it. I don't want to be great. I'm just good at this, so that's why I'm doing it. Or I don't need to grind to go get paid. Like, the NFL is one of the few sports where you, unless you're drafted in the top 15,
right,
you got to earn getting paid.
Yes.
You just don't get paid. You don't just show up and like, hey, I'm a great prospect and I'm going to get called up. And then once my, you know, arbitration runs out, they're going to pay me some guaranteed contract and I'm going to be set for the rest of my life.
You'd be cut within a year.
You have to earn it in the NFL. And a lot of these kids have come into the NFL rich.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, I'm rich.
Right, exactly. I'm rich, bitch. Now I'm even richer because I got drafted in the first round. So I think there's starting to become this little thing to watch that kids come in and they don't love it. They don't love the grind. They don't want to grind because they're already paid. And they think that, you know, this $4 or $5 million that they have coming out of college is all they're going to need in their life. And they might be right, unless they start buying Ferraris and, you know, iced up chains and everything else. But this is something to watch with kids who sometimes come off as entitled. And if you ever, if you looked at any of the social media of Shedeur Sanders over the last 2 years, trust me, you see him driving a Bentley. You see him wearing ice out the wazoo. You see him on every social media, you know, commercial post. Does he love the game? And if that's a question, teams are increasingly not going to take you. Gabe, that's my best guess of why he fell.
Yeah, and also last night, how many empty couch shots? It was almost like he was like teasing the camera last night with this whole draft party. There was a lot going on. Now, before we do break and continue your calls, 888-808-1019, there was one person on the show, Tiki, that very early on in this draft process kept saying he would have no problem if the Giants took Jackson Dart in the first round. Laughed at him. We mocked him. Jackson Dart, he's a second round pick, third round pick. And that was positive Tommy Lugauer. Positive Tommy has yet to address the nation on his guy Jackson Dart now becoming the quarterback. Thoughts, positive Tommy?
Thanks, Sean. Thank you, Tiki. Giant fans, no, I love Jackson Dart a lot. A couple reasons. Number one, his size, his ability to run the football. I think he fits more of the modern game, not being the pocket passer. Think Bo Nix, think Jalen Hurts. And what I love most about him, he's got that dog in him. I appreciate and respect his resume both on and off the field. You feel me on that? So I love the way that he spells his name, J-A-X. I mean, we got a guy who has some edge here. I mean, you spell your name like that, that's a tremendous. Where's the eye black only under one eye? He just, you saw the reaction last night, too. He had about 75,000 people there, you know. So I just think he's got that fire, that edge. And if there's anybody out there right now that is a detractor of this pick, what I would say is this. If you were a Brian Daboll supporter, and he's been glazed a lot by Giant fans, the quarterback whisperer, he wanted Dart. So if you believe in Daboll, you should believe in Dart, because Jackson Dart is a Giant right now because the head coach sees something in him, and he sees a guy that he can mold, he can turn into, if you want to go as high as Josh Allen, I said more of a Jalen Hurts, who, by the way, won a Super Bowl. Bo Nix was great in his rookie year. So to me, this was a slam dunk pick. This was a slam dunk night. And you know I've been critical of both guys, but I thought they nailed it last night.
Okay, so answer me this. What happens to Tommy DeVito?
Oh. Okay, so that's a very sensitive topic. I've been told or been asked to speak on that. As I've said, Tommy DeVito is interning right now. So next year, when Russ is gone, when Jameis is gone, you have a quarterback room of Jackson Dart. Tommy no longer interning. He will be part of that quarterback room, and we will go from there. But he's under an internship right now. He's part of the quarterback room. In my opinion, he's going nowhere.
Okay.
Nice.
Practice squad and then a backup next year.